Well, it is that time again. We are back with another NCSY cast. I'm your host, Rabbi JR, with my unbelievable, just incomprehensibly intelligent co-host, Yosef Zeldin. Yosef, how you doing, man?
I've never been described as incomprehensible, except to the homicide detectives.
I was trying to use Sebastian?
Sesquipedalian.
I was trying to be overly verbose.
Okay.
To try to show that I was a Sesquiterian, Saskatoon.
Saskatoonian. Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's funny you mentioned Saskatoon.
Yes.
Because that seems like a far out land from here in Toronto,
doesn't
it? Let's
change tunes. And yeah, very nice.
Okay. Well, we have people from strange lands all the time in NCSY, these random far-out places you would have never known existed, including one such as Winnipeg. Thought you were going to be synced up with me on that
one. I was trying to. I made the eye contact, but I think that...
All right, whatever. They can't see our eye contact anyway.
I froze. Get it? Because everybody in Winnipeg is frozen.
All
right.
Okay.
It's awkward. But really, you know, NCSY over the years has been, you know, expanding itself, obviously, throughout Canada. And what's really awesome is, you know, obviously being in the greater Toronto area is being able to see the Jewish communities of places like Montreal, like in Ottawa, like in Vancouver, like in Alberta and Edmonton and Calgary. And now we've made some inroads in a very special Jewish community. You know, Yosef, you may not know this, but there is a long history of Jews in Winnipeg.
What? I didn't know there was a history of people in Winnipeg.
Well, that's also interesting, but happens to be that, you know, the Jewish community in Winnipeg, even though very small, actually has been around for about 150 years. Wow. And it's interesting because the immigrant population mostly came from Russia during the, I guess, assassination of the Tsar,
right.
Tsar Alexander, in the late 1800s. And again, it was mostly a merchant, peddlers type population. But they've been a strong community for about, again, 150 years. Today, the current census has about 15 to 16,000 Jews in Winnipeg. And of course, NCSY, you know, if there's Jews, there's going to be NCSY. And so we're making inroads in getting programming out there and, of course, meeting students there. So, of course, if we're going to be doing that, we're going to go to Winnipeg. We got to meet the people of Winnipeg. And we are so fortunate today to have a guest from the holy place of Winnipeg.
That's right. Why don't you introduce yourself, whoever your name is?
Hi, I'm Marnie. I'm from Winnipeg.
And welcome, Marnie. Welcome to the NCSY cast.
What a crazy coincidence. Welcome, Marnie, to the NCSY cast. Just repeating you. This is Surround Sound podcast here. And this is crazy because you have come all the way from Winnipeg just to be on this podcast, right?
I mean, that's what we're paying. The billing is going to
that's
be just
why,
for the podcast. Mm-hmm. She charges quite a bit, you know. I mean,
yeah, no, her speaker's fee is pretty high.
Well, you know, you have to feed the dogs on the way of the dog sled, you know. It's,
fair
it's very difficult
enough.
To get out of the snow.
So. She's just had to sit here and take this for 2 minutes.
I'm sorry, Marnie.
Marnie, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm Marnie. I'm from Winnipeg. I guess I'll give a bit of background on, like, my NCSY history. So we used to have a chapter of about, I would say, 15 teens, and we would meet at Herzliya, which is, like, our more modern Orthodox synagogue in Winnipeg. Over time, the chapter just kind of started to collapse. But when we went online with, like, COVID and all that stuff, I saw this as an opportunity to, like, get back involved with NCSY. So I started off with actually programming with Southwest because I met some girls from, like, Houston and Dallas.
Yeah.
And they were like, we're having a program tomorrow. Come. And I'm like, I'll be there. And then I reached out to Midwest because that's where Winnipeg used to be. And then I met some kids online that were part of NCSY Canada, and they took me on to their online programming. And then lo and behold, they had a trip in Winnipeg, and I was there. And now I'm in Toronto. Well, Vaughan, but close enough. I flew into the Toronto
Greater
airport.
Toronto area. Yeah. Greater than.
You're basically in Toronto.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Although we would love to think that you're here for just the podcast, I believe there's also another event coming up. Is that correct?
Yes, tomorrow we'll be heading out to Ottawa for, which it would actually be my first Shabbaton.
Wow. Monumentous occasion.
I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited because it's also going to be like the first one with over 100 people since the COVID pandemic. And so I'm really excited to be part of that and, you know, part of NCSY history in theory, you know, because they've had to put it on pause for so long.
Yeah, and of course,
and now we're back.
And NCSY Shabbaton's a vibe. And of course, the NCSY Shabbaton in Ottawa was supposed to be a vibe. And then, you know, we had a trucker protest,
minor clogging on the 407.
Yeah, so
allowed us to redirect from Ottawa to the lovely and rarely visited Niagara Falls. That is amazing. I am also going on the Ottawa Showbaton. Very excited. I've never been to Ottawa. Have you been to Ottawa, Marnie?
No, I've never been.
So many first times in strange lands, the theme of these two podcasts. This is great. Okay, so Marnie, you described the Winnipeg Jewish community as, you know, there aren't, let's just say there aren't as many people as there are in places like Hamilton or Toronto or Montreal. Winnipeg has a little bit more of a scattered population, am I correct?
Yeah, there tends to be a lot more of the Jewish people in like one area, but it's pretty spread out, and they also tend to be around more of a like conservative reform level. So that's another thing when it comes to like NCSY, it's very hard to relate to other teens because they may not keep kosher or have Shabbat traditions or might not even have an understanding of Shomer Nagiyah, and it's really tough to be in a situation where you're trying to, you know, just be, I don't want to say that they're not Jewish. But
of course, every Jew is a Jew, but there's
different levels of religiousness, yeah. And I feel that NCSY has given me the opportunity to, you know, experience, I don't want to say more Jewish meaningful moments, but in a different way than I have ever experienced them in Winnipeg.
Certainly. I mean, you know, it seems like the options are very limited, obviously, in general. I mean, you have a small population. You know, obviously, you know, you get to go to school. So what is it like being a Jewish teen at school? What is that experience like? And maybe we'll have a follow-up in terms of, like, what the people around you are like as well.
Well, at school, it does get a little bit difficult sometimes because I know I'm not the only Jewish student at school. However, it's when these girls that I used to say do like Jewish dancing with or Israeli dancing with when I was younger, I'm now trying to, you know, talk to them, ask them if they want to, you know, start a JSU, join NCSY, something like that. And they'll, you know, pretend they don't know me, act like they're not Jewish. So I feel like there isn't, you know, it gets hard sometimes because even when there's incidents like a few weeks ago when there were swastikas drawn on tables in the commons, it's like I was the only one there, and the teachers obviously were supporting me because I don't want to say that's what they get paid to do, but if they didn't, you know, do something about it, it would look really bad on their half. But it's like all the other kids in the school, to them it was just, oh, that happened, okay, I'm just gonna go to my next class now. So
right, you would say maybe there's like an apathy in the sense that people just don't care. They're not concerned. Now you were saying before that, you know, your Jewish experience is something that maybe when you're younger you felt more connected to being Jewish at school and there's other Jewish kids, and now maybe you're saying that they feel less affiliated or less connected. Do you think there's, I mean, obviously, you know, are there opportunities for them to feel more connected? Obviously, we have NCSY there, but it's still not a full-blown thing. Is there other opportunities in Winnipeg for Jewish teens?
Like other youth groups?
Yeah, other youth groups of any kind?
There is like...
I think the YMCA is out there, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
We do have... I think we actually have two Ys in Winnipeg.
But yeah, there's none. There's like a I and... You know, sorry, it's a joke.
We do have like one other Jewish youth group that kids can join. It is obviously larger just because it has more of a... they say they're pluralistic, but they're more of a conservative reform movement. And so a lot of kids go to that, but it's even interesting there because these kids that I've known since I was 3-4 years old, who used to be there at, you know, synagogue, at the big holidays like Purim, Yom HaSmut, all those things like that, they would be there, and then we get to high school and they're like, no, I'm not Jewish. And it's Ooh. Just like it's yep. just like, what do we do? Because I feel like that's another common thing, is that teens, although they are Jewish and they do have a Jewish identity, they often hide it. And I think it going back to like what I said about things being put up in the commons and anti-Semitic remarks being made at school, it's just kids don't want to be Jewish. And I feel like that's another big problem, is that there's nothing that they can really turn to because we just don't have as many like options to express Judaism. And I feel like that's also a big problem within, you know, Winnipeg and the school.
So I think that's very interesting on a lot of levels, and generally to the audience that's listening to us, or even the previous guests we've had. In public schools here in Toronto, we have a heavily Jewish population, right? We do have these JSU clubs. We do have Jews all around. But for you, it's a lot more of an isolated experience. You don't have that support group necessarily to turn to, right? So you're experiencing something that's a lot different from any of the other teens or people we'll have on this show, right? But obviously there are plus sides to this. It's not all negative. Something I find fascinating, and so I will admit to you, to the podcast audience, I've talked to a few anti-Semites in my time, had full-fledged conversations with people who really don't like Jews, and something that always makes them pause for a second. There's this very popular idea, and this is generally among conspiracy theorists, it's not just among anti-Semites, that a particular group all act the same and think the same, that all Jews are like on the same page, that we all go to the same meetings, mm-hmm. we all coordinate the same weather patterns or banks or whatever
control
it is,
the world,
right? We could, yeah, together. But their idea is that, oh, we're all on the same page, we're all in this together, it is absolutely completely not true, right? I can name 10 different branches of Judaism within 5 seconds, and then I can name 20 within 10 seconds, right? We have people in different dichotomies of the same religion in different groups, mm-hmm. but the really good thing is those groups interplay and collaborate very well, even though we don't think like a hive mind, which is good, hive minds are not generally a good thing. We have so many different experiences and levels of Judaism, and that's actually one of the reasons we started this podcast, is to get a gauge of those levels.
Sure, absolutely. You know, it's interesting because, like Yosef said, it's not common for us. I wouldn't say it's not common. There are anti-Semitism in Toronto, but there's also a very large, very loud Jewish community.
Counter protest is very easy
to, you know, with legal action and media and whatnot. It almost seems in a way that, you know, from what you're describing, it feels like you would be, you know, sort of almost on an island there, which is quite unfortunate. What would you like to see if you could improve the state of Winnipeg's Jewish community? What are some of the things you'd like to see improved, changed?
Honestly, like, I feel like it's really hard to like look at it and say like, okay, this is what we would need, because it's like, Jewish teens don't want to be Jewish. Well, we have a Jewish youth group, so it's like, it's not very heavily, you know, religious. Like, we can use our phones on Shabbat. We don't have to, like, you know, they don't even serve kosher food. It's very open-ended on what you can do there. And I feel like maybe one thing that we could do is having more options for teens to, you know, like, they used to have programs at synagogue, and you, mm-hmm. you like, because I mean, I go to services, but I know that for a lot of teens and kids especially, it's really hard to sit through like a 3-hour service or longer, depending on, you know, what service you attend. And they used to have like activities about halfway through, and I feel like those kind of were good, because, you know, they gave us some way to like learn about Judaism but not in a service, and we also got to connect with other teens. And I think having something like that, maybe bringing something like that back, would be good. But I feel like it's also really hard to just look at it and be like, okay, let's just do this.
Yeah, there's no single prescription or diagnosis, right. Obviously.
It seems very clear that, you know, you need, you know, I think what we're hearing from Marnie over here is, you know, more inclusiveness to people who are more traditional with kosher and whatnot. I mean, that seems to be, you know, an elephant in the room. But I think also, you know, having a more vibrant youth group, having groups that, you know, cater to teens, cater to the needs of the communities, you know, let's say more apathetic, you know, teens and community members, maybe that also is something that needs, you know, I guess, you know, a little bit of a spark. And, you know, and of course, NCSY, you know, we're all about, you know, getting that spark for people. But certainly, you know, Marnie, it is incredibly, incredibly, you know, challenging from what you're saying. But in the same sense, it's amazing that you're here, right? It's amazing not only that you're here, literally, but, you know, you're here. You're still passionate about your Jewish identity.
You came all the way out here to be passionate about
your
Jewish identity.
Right, and you're not done traveling, because you're going to keep going east. You know, you're getting further and further away from home for the Shabbaton in Ottawa. And it is a real honor to meet you. And it's an honor, obviously, to have you involved in NCSY. We're very fortunate to have you. And again, I can speak for myself and certainly, you know, from the staff and whatnot, that, you know, there's no teen that should be left, you know, wherever there is, you know, a Jew, you know, one pintel a yid, as they say, then there has to be, you know, an opportunity for them to be connected and to feel that their Jewishness is important.
Never leave a man behind, or woman,
or anybody.
That is very true, JR, and that's a really good message. Okay, so with that, Marnie, thank you so much for coming on the NCSY cast. But before we go, what do we have, JR?
Well, it's that time again, everybody,
Don't do it.
Word of the day.
Oh, he's doing it.
Word of the day.
He's doing it.
Word of the day. Bow, 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 bow. Word of the day. Bow, bow, bow. Sorry.
Okay.
Word.
Thank you.
Day.
The word of the day today, believe it or not, is precocious.
Oh, that's a good one.
Precocious. It's a good one. Why don't you tell us what precocious means, JR?
I don't want to be too precocious and try to answer, I'll allow you to.
And with that, that's the end of the NCSY cast. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode. JR, anything else?
You know, I just think that, you know, it's unbelievable that we're getting people from across Canada. And hey, for those who are listening, if you want to be a part of the podcast, if you want to come out and be interviewed, hit us up, you know, get a hold of us. You have our amazing Instagram page that Yosef is running.
At NCSYcast. DM us for anything you need.
DM us and reach out. And certainly if you have any topics or questions that you'd like us to discuss in the future, hit us up, holler at us, because we are looking to get the voices of our teens throughout this country heard. And hopefully this will be the platform for years to come.
And hopefully next week, I'll remember what the word of the day means.
Precocious.
Everybody have an excellent afternoon, morning, evening.
And don't be too precocious.
Or night.
Or precautious.
Goodbye, everyone.
Take it easy.